Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, June 13th, 1835, Crime and Punishment. On this day, June 13th, 1835, local newspaper The Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported on a series of court cases in which apprentices were accused of committing various crimes. In each of the cases adjudicated, the accused was found guilty with minimal corroborating evidence presented and sentenced to punishment, which many people in the contemporary era would consider barbaric. Many of the newly emancipated black apprentices in Barbados lived lives of insufferable poverty and endeavored to survive by their wits. In the first case described, Thomas Crumpton, an apprentice, was found guilty of stealing in a dwelling or trespassing. He was found guilty and was sentenced to 6 months' imprisonment. In addition, he was ordered to receive 30 stripes or lashes the following Saturday in Trafalgar Square on his bare back. 30 more stripes or lashes would be inflicted on his bare back on August 6th in the market. Sam and Primus were convicted for stealing. Sam was sentenced to 3 months' imprisonment. He was also penalized with a term of hard labor and 1 day each week on the dreaded treadmill. Hannah, who was found guilty of stealing a pair of gold spectacles, was sentenced to 1 month in prison, with the further sanction of being worked on the treadmill every day. Duncan, who was found guilty of stealing a lead pipe from the organ of St. Mary's Chapel, was jailed for 2 months with hard labor in prison or elsewhere, and ordered to be flogged 3 times publicly. Ned Packer, after being found guilty of stealing, was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor. In addition, he was ordered to be publicly whipped 2x. On this day, June 13, 1835, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette gave a court report which highlighted the savage punishments which were meted out to persons who broke the law. Retributive justice was deemed by the ruling class of that era as the best means to maintain control and to stave off the anarchy some feared emancipation would bring. For as one observer commented, it will be found highly necessary for the maintenance of social order and the welfare of society to exert the full power of the law upon all delinquents as a terror to evildoers.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.